other inauguration celebration. For millions of people, both in America and abroad, the inauguration of a black person as President of the United States was a moment of transcendent history, one of meaning and significance that suggests real change in a nation that has long labored under its racist history. This was perhaps best evidenced by the vast number of people who trekked to Washington to be a part of such a day. But for half a dozen men in Pennsylvania's Camp Hill Prison, in its SMU, or Special Management Unit, the day will be remembered quite differently. For that day marked a fit of beatings, electric stun gun shockings, kickings, punchings, and other such treatment, accompanied by a rash of racist slurs by white guards against black prisoners. According to the Pittsburgh-based Human Rights Coalition, guards and staff launched an attack timed to the inauguration to send the message, F an historical day, you're always going to be niggers. In an extensive 6-page report sent to members of the press, the coalition's fed-up chapter documents assaults and threats against 6 men, David Smith, Gary Tucker, DeMott Hagen, Ronald Jackson, Willie Robinson, and Jamar Perry. Some of these men were threatened with death for daring to file suits in court against their treatment in the unit. On the morning of the inauguration, one high-ranking guard reportedly announced over the PA system, he, speaking of Obama, may have won. In my eyes, he's still a nigger. He also stated, there will be no showers or yard today. We're going to show you niggers who run this SMU. Men were handcuffed, sprayed with hot pepper mace, blinded, stripped naked, and beaten in retaliation for exercising their alleged constitutional right to file a civil rights suit in an American court on the same day that Obama was taking the oath of office, telling the nation and the world that we do not torture. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.